This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Imagine dropping your daughter off at a Christian college. You help her set up her dorm room, you give her a final hug goodbye, and then you learn that her roommate is a male. This is the scenario that attorney Julie Marine Blake describes. She and other ADF attorneys are representing Missouri's College of the Ozarks. Their lawsuit is challenging the Biden administration rule that forces faith-based institutions to abandon their beliefs. Now, a little history is in order. The Fair Housing Act was implemented more than 50 years ago to prevent landlords from denying housing opportunities based on such immutable characteristics as race or sex. President Biden, though, signed an executive order this year to add sexual orientation and gender identity as new aspects of sex discrimination. Christian colleges and universities can now be forced to open residential spaces such as dorm rooms or showers and bathrooms to members of the opposite sex. A Christian college then really faces only a few choices. Either they must abandon their religious beliefs and comply, or they can refuse and pay massive fines in the six-figure range. The College of Ozarks complaint fell on deaf ears in the district court, so now the case is before the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals. That case will be heard next month. Many other private religious schools will be watching what happens. These Christian colleges and universities have a constitutional right to provide separate male and female dorms, showers, and locker rooms. This radical change in definition was not approved by Congress, but was changed by President Biden's executive order. The judges must protect the religious liberties of the College of Ozarks and other colleges and universities. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Critical Race Theory, go to viewpoints.info/CRT.